Off start. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Lindebot, it is 8:05 in the morning. Well, I mean, just somebody has turned up my headphones, and I just blew out my ear.
I was on the air last night.
I guess
night
I should check
show.
That before I come on. Okay, hey, look, our phone number here is 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our chat pack. And the chat pack is having breakfast this morning at
Country Kitchen.
Country Kitchen.
10 a.m. We'll
That's
see
right.
you there.
September 30th, last day in the month. Can you believe that? And there's so much left to do in the year. It's starting this weekend. But speaking of a lot to do, here he is in a subdued shirt because perhaps Brenda is coming home tonight. Is Bad Bob.
Actually, she'll be home on Monday. I got to drive down to Second Tomato Monday afternoon and pick up the returnees.
Oh, how
so
fun.
You've got another weekend of pole dancing at Johnny's. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like I have time for that.
You know what?
Thing.
You haven't lived till you've seen Bad Bob pole dancing at Johnny's.
I didn't know Johnny's had a pole.
Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I like it.
Okay. You know what? You and Linda. Wait a minute. I didn't know that. No. It's got nothing to do with reality. It's got to do with Carl being on a roll early in the morning.
And how would you know?
Well, we actually had lunch there once.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, speaking of somebody that could do great dancing.
Well.
There's Linda.
Great. You know what? Your segues sometimes are just pretend
it didn't happen. They're weak. It's Friday. Come on.
It is the 30th. It's the you know what? Welcome to the last day of the month in September. We know that tomorrow there are so many things going on. I'd like to make the announcements about, of course, the Library Foundation is doing a Taste of Germany, and the proceeds of that are going to support the Library's Endowment Fund and Special Projects. That's tomorrow night at 6 p.m., very, very special event. And Bargain Wine, which Carl and I will be playing around and co-emceeing with Dr. Ray John. We're going to have a good time there. That's going to be tomorrow night as well.
Bargain Wine, isn't that what happens when Brenda comes back on Monday? Bob's going to run around the car.
Well, he better.
Hey, you know what? After you give the weather, I've got my first rant of the day.
Oh, right. Okay, let me hurry up.
There's two things, really, but...
Okay. Of course, if you're just tuning in, this is KCNR 1460 today. It looks like we're going to have high. The temperatures are going to reach around 95, mostly clear tonight with lows of around 63. Tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny day with highs in the 86. And tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny with, there's two Fridays in there. Okay, so Saturday, it looks like we've got a slight chance of showers.
Yeah, I think it's going to be raining. It's going to be a big change in weather.
A lot of variability in the weather reports because there's some very unsettled weather coming down the coast. So they got the big dartboard out down at the National Weather Service tossing the darts, which is, of course, how they do it anyway. But
can I tell you one thing? I got to back up here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KCNR 1460. Today we have a mostly sunny day with a high of around 86. Somehow I picked up yesterday's forecast. That's how we're starting the last day of the month. And tonight
because
we're going to have...
just Bob handed it to you.
And Saturday we have... tomorrow we're going to have a partly sunny day with the 77. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 58. So we are dropping about 20 degrees in temperature here for this last day of September.
Yeah,
and weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, which is another great place to go up. And we'll get to that one later. But we've got... before we get started... You know, we're going to take a break, and before we get really rolling here with, on the other side with death of terrorists, banks charging you to use your own debit card, and people running for office, We're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we are rolling this morning. Stock index futures have suggested a lower open for the major averages in the wake of weak economic data from overseas. A gauge of Chinese manufacturing dropped for the third straight month. Factory reports from Japan and South Korea trailed expectations, while Germany retail sales declined in August by the most in 4 years. Currently, the Dow's down 67 points at 11,086, while the NASDAQ's down 28 at 2,452, and the S&P 500 is down 11 at 1,149. Oil's down $1.60 a barrel at $80.54, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.93%. Gold's up this morning $4 at $1,621, while silver is down 15 cents at $30.37. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, IBM is down $3.11 at $176.02. Bank of America is down 13 cents at $6.22. And GE's down 21 cents at $15.64. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Josh. You know, we're always happy to have Wells Fargo come on and tell us what's going on with the Market Minute. It starts us off in the day. It's 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon. Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. 7:12 in the morning, September the 30th, last day in the month. We've gone through another one.
We have a very beautiful young lady sitting with us right now that just came into the studio who has a crown and a hat, and she's Miss CCPRA.
Brittany Joe Young, the 2011 Miss CC, a California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association Queen.
All right, welcome to the program.
Thank you,
Brittany,
very much.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Aren't you a cutie?
Thank you.
All right, she's going to be at the 2011 finals at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and that starts
tonight.
Ooh.
At 7 p.m. is the performance, our first performance of our 2011 finals.
Okay.
And, okay, Brittany.
And then the second performance is tomorrow night at 5 p.m.
Yes,
so
it is.
So you got a big night out at the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Yes, we do.
Tell us what it is. Tell us what you have to do to become queen.
What I had to do to become queen is last year I had a contest. And the contest had a speech portion, modeling, impromptu questions, horsemanship, and some interviews where they asked personality questions and how much I know about horses and rodeo. And a lot of girls from all over the state came and competed, and we had three amazing judges, and they just score you on your personality and how well you do in each category and how well you can interact with the public and your speaking abilities and how well you can ride your horse and how much you know about the association and about rodeo itself.
So tell us a little bit about your history and how long you have been working maybe in the rodeo circuit and or when you started getting involved with horses.
Well, I was born into a very horsey family. We've all had horses. I've been on a drill team, an equestrian drill team in Clements where I live, the McCallumy Mounties. And I was on that for 11 years, and we performed at rodeos all over, and so that's where I got my start. And I would always see the rodeo queens, and I was like, wow, that would be so cool to be a rodeo queen. So in 2008, I ran for my hometown, and I got first runner-up, and I've ran for three other contests and got first runner-up at all of them. And then I came up to this one last year, and I ended up winning.
Well, we have to say, you know, you are so eloquent and so, again, well-spoken, and here we have you just throw you on the microphone and say, okay, tell us what's happening and how you became what you became, and you're sitting there with this beautiful, we don't have the camera on right now, but, I mean, a beautiful cowboy hat with this wonderful crown. So CCPRA, again, stands for?
The California Cowboys Professional Rodeo Association.
And right. This is part of the PRCA?
No, it's our own association.
So it's not even linked to it?
No, it's our own association, and we have rodeos all throughout California, and we have a few sanctioned in Nevada and Oregon and sometimes up in Washington.
Okay. But it's just your regular rodeo, though?
Right. The CCA was designed for the cowboys and cowgirls who love rodeo but don't exactly have the time or means of travel to go all across the United States because they're just everyday people that just love rodeo.
Okay. So then
we love rodeo.
The purses may be a little bit smaller, but the excitement is just as big.
Exactly. It's the same old rodeo.
Okay.
So now, the tickets are $8 for pre-sale.
Right.
And then $10 at the gate. And kids 12 and under get in free.
This is very true.
Wow.
Okay, so how do people get more information for this?
To get more information, you can go onto the CCPRA website, which is just www.ccpra.com, and you can click on the CCPRA 2011 finals link, and it'll give you all the information.
So that's
great.
Tonight at 7 p.m.
Yes.
At the Reading Rodeo Grounds.
Yes.
Love that place. And the second performance will be tomorrow at 5 p.m. And we have been talking with Brittany Jo Young, who is 2011 Miss CCPRA. But say it again.
I am the 2011 Miss CCPRA, California Cowboys Pro Rodeo Association.
There we go.
There you go. Okay. It may be, you know, they're homegrown, but the excitement is huge. So we'll see you all down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about you use your debit card. You're going to get a $5 fine. Oh, I'm sorry. Tax. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Fee. This is Free Fire Radio.
They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boost this boogie.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, with our huge inventory of in-stock appliances, we make your choices when appliance shopping much easier. Choose from Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Jan Air brands, just to name a few, all ready for immediate delivery. Stoves, cooktops, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, along with washers and dryers, all in stock and priced right. At Carmona's Appliance, we will meet or beat any local advertised price, or it's free, and no credit check is required. Plus, you enjoy the Carmona's advantage, local ownership, huge in-stock inventory, complete parts and service departments, plus 12 months same as cash and free local delivery. Your local brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and our appliance and mattress location on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. Three big days up and down Hilltop. Two of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition and the Cost of Freedom exhibit, but everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
Jerry and Fred's Event Rentals is a division of Jerry and Jean's Weddings by Design and has been serving the North State for over 30 years, specializing in rentals for parties, weddings, receptions, and any function you may be hosting. We carry all the essentials, as well as the added touches to give your event the personalized touch. Any type of event, large or small, informal or formal, we're ready to serve you. Call us at 474-9337 or find us on the web at jerryandfredseventrentals.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Currently 66 degrees here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, last day of September. Carl's over there doing, you know, push-ups in the air like, woohoo,
well, it's
720.
Beat our drum today.
Raise the roof.
All right. We've got the studio full of guests, but you've got rants, so get it out.
Bank of America is going to do it. You know, they are going to charge you $5 for your debit card.
To access your
money. They're
going to
start charging customers a $5 monthly fee for using their debit card to make purchases. Do you remember when it started out was, if you use your debit card, it's going to be save the bank money because you don't have to go up and write checks. You don't have to do all this stuff. Everything's electronic, right? It saves us money. Well, I guess it didn't save you enough money. A number of other banks have either rolled out or are testing such fees, but Bank of America's announcement carries extra weight because it's the largest U.S. bank by deposits. Frankly, they're also firing 35,000 people, and they're closing banks also.
This is a direct result of the restrictions that were placed on banks a couple of years ago that were going to save the consumer so much money. Remember that promise?
Oh, yeah.
I have a theory about that. You know, Newton's third law, for every action, equal opposite reaction. For every political reaction, there is an infinite number of unintended consequences. That's a corollary.
Yeah. Well, here's what they're saying is that if you just use your debit cards at ATM, they're not going to charge you. However, the fee will now apply to basic accounts and be in addition to any existing monthly fee you have. One of the bank's basic accounts charges a $12 monthly fee unless customers meet certain conditions. So if you use your debit card in the store or, you know, so you don't use your credit cards, which they've got you that way because of a high interest rates usually. So you use your debit card. So now they're going to charge you $5 a month to use your debit card.
Now what do we do?
Go to a bank that doesn't have them.
Well, we don't use
them. There are banks out there that do not charge them. They're those smaller banks, like in town here.
That will take a stand.
Five Star and others here that are local banks don't charge that fee. And I would go around. You know, my friends, what I would do is I would go out there and see who doesn't. And they are our local banks. And see who doesn't charge you. Who's not going to charge you these fees. And why not do your business with a local bank?
Right.
You know, just in the headlines today, money was made available to Bank of Commerce. They get money to make loans to small businesses.
That's
Five Star Bank won the small business loan award from the Small Business Association. These are smaller banks that can, you know, that are the backbone of supporting small businesses. So when you get into a Bank of America that wants to charge you $5 for using your own money, well, come on. You know, and the reason they had those limits put on is because you all were a big part of the economy tanking big banks when you were giving out loans you shouldn't have and then taking billions in TARP money. And then you come back, well, you know what, we're going to get back at those. And you know what, they're not getting the rich people. Where's President Obama now? They're getting the people with the average account, you know, Mr. and Mrs. America. They're putting it to them. The people with big accounts, they're safe. Isn't that what Obama is saying? That's not right. People with more money should be paying more. Well, why aren't the people with the large accounts paying more money than Mr. and Mrs. America? It's because Bank of America is a scam. Okay.
That's right. Get them rolling. Get them rolling. Hey, you know what?
Let me go back and read that German. Let me go back and read that German menu again.
I happen to like the convenience if I have to use my credit card. We have made a rule in our house, no more credit cards. if it's for a huge, like a huge thing that we have to, you know, to a huge purchase, then we figure out a creative way to do it. But we try to pay it off right away, so we don't have to pay the 19 or the 27%. Don't close your eyes because it changes that fast, that quickly. So we have decided if you're going to buy anything, grocery store, don't just use your debit card. Yeah. So that's what we use. We take our debit card when we go out, when we go, we do try to take cash when we go to fundraisers and stuff like that. But if we find that we don't have cash for fundraisers and we want to buy a basket or bid on a basket, which, you know, in our lives,
use our
we,
debit card.
We do a lot almost
we
every
pay,
weekend.
We pay cash.
We go to the debit card machine, and we know we may pay right there. If we're in a hurry or something, we know if, like, it's the Holiday Inn or something, we're going to have to pay $2.50 just to get cash. Okay, so we bite it. We do it. But to now think that you... Is that going to be $2.50 plus $2.50?
You know what the biggest secret is? You used to be able to go to a grocery store and buy your groceries, but also get cash from them, and you didn't get charged for it. And now you will.
You're getting cash back when you use your...
But
I wonder if there's going to be a fee upon a fee. In other words, when you go to your debit card, or like they did this year at the air show, it's the first time they've ever had a debit card machine.
An ATM.
An ATM is what I mean. So if you are going to use a ATM at a location like that, there is always a fee.
They whack you. Yeah,
okay, so now
you're
going to
be
the banking fee on top of what it is to use.
Well, yeah, there is. It is.
Well,
it's
like $7.50.
It's a once a month fee.
Well,
yeah,
but it is. But still.
But it's not.
Look
fair.
What it says in the small print when you go to an ATM machine.
Yeah.
This is over and above what you're going to get charged from your bank. So you may end up getting a $2.50 charge from this bank, and then a $1.50 charge from your bank for electronic transmission.
Back to cash.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Let's just lighten this up a little bit, and you know. This woman that's going to be on here for the next couple minutes, Amy, just brings happiness and brightness to your life. Amy, good morning.
Our nutritional morning. Expert.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Tell us you're not. Tell us there's nothing wrong with your life or anything. Say it's a great day, Amy.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. Absolutely wonderful day.
Well, what?
I got to go play golf in Wilcox last night, so I had a great, great evening, starting with a beautiful morning. And I want to get people off on the right foot with telling them to break up with their scales.
Oh, I like that. We do not have a scale in our house, by the way. So break up with your scale. I like. You know what? That's a book. That is a whole segment. Break up with your scale.
It really should be, because I think too many people focus on the number on that scale, and what's more important is your lean muscle mass. It's more important that you're building that strong muscle to burn those calories. And hey. Muscle weighs more than fat. So when people start working out, what's the biggest thing that happens? They start gaining more muscle, and they keep using that scale, and they go, ah, I'm gaining weight, this isn't working, I must be bulking up, and they quit. And that's the worst thing they can do. Absolutely worst thing they can do. So it's more important that you focus on the inches that you're losing, on the energy that you're gaining, and really keep working on that resistance training. And so resistance training means what? Using a resistance, using a weight. Whether it's machines, it could be your own body weight. I mean, it could be a suspension trainer. There's so many options out there for people to do resistance training on, and at least 2 days a week, if not more. You at least need those 2 days. You know, after the age of 30, guys, we lose 10% of our muscle mass every decade.
Wow.
So it becomes a thing like training, resistance training, working out, building that muscle has got to be as important as, say, brushing your teeth every day. It's got to be just something that becomes a part of your daily routine.
Well, I'm glad you're saying that. It's always a great reminder, Amy. We know that, you know, I think we take for granted. We always think we're 20, 30. We always think we can't help it. I know Carl and I have this conversation on a regular basis that we think we're young. So, and it's nice to think young because it'll keep you
young.
But you've got to work on the outer part of, you're talking about resistance training. You're talking about what you're talking about with your nutrition. And again, we're talking with Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. We always appreciate your style of inspiration here on KCNR on Friday mornings.
You bet.
Okay, Amy, thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have...
She makes me smile.
Oh, she does. We're going to have... Connie Granola and Fred Salanti from Big Bike Weekend. Yeah, we've got a bunch of things happening next week, of course, with Big Bike Weekend. And the Missing in America Project, and feeding people. It's the whole thing. It's all together. We're going to hear about it when we get back. It's Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are falling as traders close out a quarter of volatile trading. And on some disappointing news that Americans' incomes fell for the first time in nearly 2 years, and they dipped into savings, pushing the savings rate to its lowest level since November 2009. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 68 points. The Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to find ways to hold more individuals accountable for wrongdoing during the financial crisis. The Wall Street Journal says the SEC may file more civil cases where defendants are accused only of negligence. That's instead of the harder-to-prove cases of intentional wrongdoing or recklessness. And some large U.S. banks would have more money on hand today to deal with market stress if regulators had not relaxed bailout repayment criteria in 2009. That's according to the TARP Special Inspector General. His report says the Fed initially told banks they had to raise $1 in common equity for every $2 in bailout funds repaid. According to the report, only Citigroup met the initial criteria. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
This letter says One Main Financial used to be City Financial.
Didn't they help your uncle get a personal loan?
Uh-huh, made all the terms very clear.
Wonder if they could help with a new kitchen.
A new kitchen?
City Financial is now One Main Financial, still providing personalized loan solutions. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial, your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Legendary grave digger and seven-time world champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff
September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction. Plus, those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you locals. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Co. Charge by phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220. Or go online to rvmonsters.com.
September 30th, October 1st and 2nd.
It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabaugh. September 30th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live and streaming live on KCNR1460.com, and the chat pack is full howl here today.
Full howl. You know, when we were talking about the weather, it's really funny because usually we're at this place in the day where the temperature's gone up. Well, it's gone down about 3 degrees since we started. So currently 63 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day. High around 88. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, we know it's the last day of the month, and as we sit and we look at our calendar and we look at October, how are we going to plan out our events? What are we doing with our spare time to have fun, to support the community? And right now, we'd really like to highlight something that is really changing.
I'm not sure what that sound
what's
is.
The boing?
Not me.
Someone's
is
cell
somebody's
phone?
Cell phone going off?
Fred.
Well, you know what, Fred? Just when we're getting ready to introduce you.
We're going to highlight what it is.
The big thing we're doing.
And Fred,
and Fred, and Fred, looks surprised. What sound is that? Okay.
It's a boiling.
Live radio, my friends. Live radio. What Linda is saying before she was interrupted by Fred was Big Bike Weekend is back, and it's back where it used to be, and it's going to be huge. Connie Renault and Fred Salanti are here. Connie,
good morning.
Good morning.
It's going to be big.
It is going to be a fabulous event.
This is so exciting to have it back downtown where people can walk
on
from
hilltop.
Vendor to vendor at Hilltop, bringing the businesses into it. You're not kind of like out there, you know, where you have to travel and do all that stuff.
Why don't you paint us a picture?
Okay, so everything starts off Thursday with a few little teasers. The Chamber Mixer is from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Holiday Inn. Then just walk across the street to Tobacco and Brew, where they're going to be having a fabulous cigar party from 6:30 to 8:30. And you do a $5 donation for a cigar, and all of that is going to help support the Cost of Freedom exhibit that we're also going to be talking about today. Friday, absolutely fabulous remembrance ride that the Reading Police Department is putting together. It's going to be an hour-long ride.
Wow.
You can sit at those restaurants along Hilltop Drive, and all of a sudden you'll hear dozens and dozens of sirens. So don't be afraid. You're not getting, you know, bombarded. We're not sending SWAT in on you. But they're going to be coming down with all of the different motor officers that are going to be visiting, and all of the bikes. Fred's going to be actually one of the lead bikes this year as we do that tour of Churn Creek and Cypress.
How exciting.
Hilltop. Yeah, yeah, we'll miss you. Carl has been instrumental on our board this year, making these changes happen.
Well, you know, I tell you what, Carl has been sitting there watching Connie and the other ladies. You all are a driving force. Like you, I mean, I can't tell the community how much effort you all have put into this. This is, they come out with bookloads of stuff. We're doing this. We've got this. We're doing this. And you can just, and we're not, you know, this is not a mutual admiration society, but just watching Connie and the other ladies, and it is the ladies that are running this. It's just been great. I mean, it's what an eye-opener. Here.
Thank you. Thank
and how much work you've done, how much work it takes to do this.
We love doing this. We just want to make this an awesome event for the community. We want to, you know, bring business back on Hilltop Drive. We want to bring that energy back. There has been some terrific partnerships and support from the hotels, from the restaurants, from the individual businesses. It's just a great event. People can walk within three blocks and be able to do everything from arm wrestling to monster truck rides. Go watch the canine demos and just hang out, listen to music on the patio. Nice stuff.
Buy some awesome leather stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and bling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I got my chaps at the Big Bike Weekend before, and they're awesome.
That's right. The also the band. You've got one of the better known bands come rolling through here.
Oh, yeah. We have the Fried Brothers Band. Well known, they played at Sturgis, they play at Willie Nelson's annual 4th of July party. They play for a lot of the, you know, events that we hear about all the way from the Love Ride. And so it's just going to be so much fun. This is the first time we've ever had them here, and we're really excited.
Fun. They
wow.
are a fun band. They know who their crowd is, and they whoop it up. And
oh, yeah.
They're very well known, and they're always, like you said, Sturgis and these other and other places where there's people want to have a good time.
Oh, they will. I'm just we just want them to come out and just really enjoy themselves on Saturday night, kind of as things wind down. We'll have music going on all over Hilltop Drive from noon on, from noon until midnight on Saturday. So we're excited about that.
So please clear your calendars. Realize that Thursday is the mixer at the Red Lion Inn.
And Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, excuse me. And then you walk across, that's right, Holiday Inn. Go across the street because there you've got Tobacco and Brew. It's the cigar event. Now, if you've never been there, that is an awesome event. There's going to be bikes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your time to bring out your leather, wear your bling, and take part of the whole exciting part of Big Bike Weekend is on Hilltop, folks. This is a huge thing to move it, and it's an event that people can come from all over. Bring your friends in out of Mount Shasta, out of all of the outlying areas.
People are going to be coming in from Oregon,
everywhere,
and every place. Okay, we want to take a quick break. We're going to get back into more things that are going to be happening there in Big Bike Weekend. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a Cars customer. How long have you been coming to Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North States. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460.
530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bott, 744 in the morning on September 30th, our last day of September for 2011. And we're talking about some great things that are going to be happening next week. This time next week, people are going to be waking up trying to recover from Thursday night. Because Big Bike Weekend has started.
Big Bike Weekend, woohoo! And there's other things.
Yeah, one big part of Big Bike Weekend, besides just having fun, which is what we have at Bike Weekends, is the Cost of Freedom exhibit. Fred Slonty from the Missing in America Project is here with us. Fred, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd just like to say that I've been involved with this event a few times before. It was a total exhibit, and it was wonderful then, and I just can't think we can explain to the public enough all of the things that are involved with this exhibit, from all of kinds of constitutional historical documents, gold dog tags for everybody that died in 9/11. Every war is honored. Everything is under this auspice. So it's a terrific education and eye-inspiring thing that's very patriotic. And, of course, it's more of the somber side of Big Bike Weekend. But we'll be down at the convention center, down on the lawn, the front lawn, and the exhibit will be out there for everybody to come. And the Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart and Reading Loaves and Fishes are going to provide free food to all veterans, active duty National Guard soldiers, students that come with their classes, and all assisted living seniors. And we'll provide food with three menus all day long for 5 days. And this is our way to pay back to the community and to the first responders. So I've sent messages out to all the fire chiefs, police chiefs, and all of the cities that send a motorcycle competition to come in for that part of the event.
Okay, now the Cost and Freedom Memorial, besides, you know, as you pointed out so well, Fred, also the 9/11 Memorial is that in it also?
Yes.
The Vietnam Remembered, World War II, Korea, founded in historical documents, police and fire display, a panel memorizing Fort Hood.
Yes.
A tribute panel. Anybody can purchase a custom inscribed dog tag on this. So this is a moving tribute to those who paid the price.
And I think the biggest thing that everybody should keep in mind, that everything there is totally free unless you want to purchase something from the Cost of Freedom exhibit booth.
Okay, hey, we've got a question here. Let's go to the phones. John, good morning. You have a question for Fred.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Hey, we're peachy.
Dad bot, everybody. Fred?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And thank you for your service post and previous.
Thank you.
And I think it's fabulous what you do. My question is, have you been surprised by your celebrity over this project? And has the rewards been satisfying for you for all the efforts you put in? And I've seen you at so many events and know how hard you work. I'm just wondering if it's worked for you.
You know, everything works for me because I'm not in it for any kind of recognition or being. I think that Carl has always said the most famous thing: I'm trying to work myself out of a job, and we're at a very high level of being close to that. We have some very significant recent recognition from General Sullivan of the Association of the United States Army, who has then sent letters to General Sosinski, and we're at a very close point with this project. But I want to get off of that, but as far as that personally from MIAP, but yes, there's immense satisfaction, and there is no need for recognition. It's everybody that works and everybody that supports us, and this community, even from bringing the wall in to doing everything, has just supported everything we've done 1,000%.
Well, Fred, from the moment I've heard about you, I have appreciated how honorable and daunting the task that you took on was. And I just, you know what, my heart goes out to you. Thanks for everything you've done, and you're well appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, John, hey, thanks a lot. You know, Fred, I know...
Thanks, John.
John, my name is John Dixon. He's a very
He's a loyal listener.
But he is somebody that's also been...
Cares
about the communities involved in many, many, many other things. And so you may not see him because he doesn't, like, wave a flag and say, here's who I am. But he cares about the community. He's there. And so he notices things like this. You know, and the work you do for MIAP, but then, Connie, the work you do in this community and on this Big Bike Weekend, I mean, people need to stand up and applaud what you all have done.
And people need to show up.
People need to show up. And people will show up. Because moving it to Hilltop was, I think, a master move.
We want to hear cha-ching, cha-ching for the businesses on Hilltop. Like, oh, my God, our businesses just skyrocketed because of all the activity, and people wanted to stay and watch. And it's just a three-day wonderful event that you're all putting on. We do have to take a quick break.
Yeah, take a quick break.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the educational aspect behind the wall and some of the things that you were telling me at the break. I'd like you to share with our listeners here as well.
Carl and Nabat, KCNR 1460, 7:50 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle an addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:53 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, which is one of the sponsors of Big Bike Weekend. And in fact, on next Thursday, you get to go over, and they're going to have a fundraiser and cigar night at Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive, because you're just going to be down there because Hilltop is going to have Big Bike Weekend.
That's the place to be.
That's right. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community and our veterans. Discounts for veterans. You can't ask for a better group of people that work at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest today, Connie Granole from Big Bike Weekend, the lady who this all revolves around. Well, it's true.
There's a community,
but I mean that the one that you and your group have put together every year, something that's great.
She's
and
the then major, the major mover
force.
And the shaker,
yeah.
Hoo-ha.
The major force around here. And then, of course, Fred Salante, who is working this year with Big Bike Weekend and the celebration wall coming in here and all the other things that are happening. Okay, the kids and the education.
Yes. We reached out to Shasta County Office of Education Superintendent Tom Armolino, presented him with information about the project, offered it as field trips for the schools, and he embraced that idea, sent the information out to the schools, and you know, we've received some responses. Friday morning is pretty much the day that they're going to come out, and gosh, it's just wonderful. We have one bus coming in with 90 students driving an hour just to come and experience this. We're giving the teachers toolkits that will have a series of questions. The students will be looking for their answers on different pieces of the Cost of Freedom exhibit. And the tearjerker moment will be when the last activity of the student is they will find their birthday. They will look for a person who is on the wall with that same birthday and do the wall rubbing. So I think
I've done a wall rubbing there before for friends of ours.
In Washington, D.C.?
At the Vietnam.
Last time we were there, and it was the people who actually, that's what they do. They
help
kind
you
of,
with that, yeah.
Yeah, and we will have the computerized name finders as well as the books and wall rubbing sheets for those that want to take something home with them. And lots of Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are going to be helping, tidying up, doing volunteer work, helping those that might have some disability issues to get to the wall or do a rubbing. And so it's just great.
Tell us once again, in the scheme of things, where the wall is going to be placed.
Okay. As you do the approach over the bridge onto what they call Sundial Drive now, it will be right against that driveway of Sundial Drive in that very front area where the fountain is. Okay. And then, of course, in the evening, it will be lit. It's open 24 hours a day, so we'll have some towers out there so that if you prefer to come in the evening, you may do so. The name-finding things won't be available, but we can do, you know, rubbing sheets.
Okay, and that's at the convention center. Then the police motorcycle competition is over there too.
Yes. It was an appropriate place, you know, with the Cost of Freedom exhibit being there, and also honoring police and firefighters, that the motor competition is there. And at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning will be the traditional opening ceremony. So the motors will be driving down the driveway there at the convention center, and then we'll have the national anthem.
You know, this is great. It's great. Okay. We're going to be talking about this all next week, of course. Anything else from Fred?
Well, I would just like to say that that everybody that rides a motorcycle should be aware that it's at 6 o'clock is going to be the remembrance ride on Friday night, and this year it's going to be kind of the longest as ever. It's going to be 37 miles long.
Wow.
So I think that everything this year associated with Big Bike Weekend has taken a turn for a little bit bigger in size. Maybe we think we're in Texas now, but
let me try to put something in perspective here. Is 500,000 people, or 350,000 to 500,000 people go to a town at 6,000 usually during the year for a motorcycle event. It's the third largest income generator for the state of South Dakota and those areas around it when you talk about Sturgis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm not saying this should be a 500,000 person event, but Big Bike Weekend on Hilltop as it grows could be a tremendous money generator, income generator for the city. And you know, and if you talk to the people that work the security for it out there, and I have friends that did have it work security, I'm talking about from the law enforcement side in Sturgis for 20 years. And yes, there are some problems, but for the most part, there are no problems. People just go there to have a good time. And I think the city of Reading needs to look at this as this is something we can do. We have beautiful scenery. People would love to come up here.
Take a wonderful day ride.
Have a great time. Absolutely. You know, and we've got the facilities out here, to do something like this. And you know, we need to get behind Big Bike Weekend and have it grow in a logical, thought out plan, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, absolutely. It's an opportunity to revitalize that area. It's an opportunity to really highlight our community and the beautiful areas we have to ride. Great camaraderie for the riders.
What a perfect thing. Okay, we're going to be talking more and more about this next week, about Big Bike Weekend, about the wall celebration and all this and the things that are going on. But we really want to thank Connie Grenot and Fred Salanti for coming in here today.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Fred. You look like you've been riding hard here, too. Looking good. Looking good,
Recently
Fred.
Recently married.
Well, that's not what I meant.
Yeah. Oh, Linda.
Okay, too bad, Fred. No comment on that one. This is Carl on the bot. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some other things that are going on in our community and a couple other things that have happened here. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio.
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He was born in New Mexico, studied in the U.S., then turned against us.
The U.S.
Radical al-Qaeda cleric Anwar al-Awlaki killed in a missile strike in Yemen.
This is as significant as any kill we can imagine.
Even more than Bin Laden? Republican Peter King thinks so. He heads the House Homeland Security Committee.
He, more than Bin Laden, wanted to take the war to the United States.
No reaction yet from President Obama, but he's about to speak at the swearing-in of the military's new leader. Army General Martin Dempsey will take over as the new Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. So how did we get al-Awlaki? Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details the operation live from London.
He was in a vehicle convoy tracked by two Predator drones, each hit with Hellfire rockets. Fox sources say unclear if the body has been identified, but one of the others killed is believed to be a Pakistani-American man, Samir Khan, who ran a kind of al-Qaeda internet magazine. That's according to a U.S. official speaking to Fox News. The two are seen as some of al-Qaeda's greatest assets in recruiting terror volunteers, such as the alleged underwear bomber. Dave?
Alistair, this is resonating on the campaign trail.
Al-Awlaki was the next generation of al-Qaeda.
Texas Governor Rick Perry stumping in Atlanta, but the action's about to be in Florida, where Republicans are expected to move the primary there to January 31st, forcing other states like Iowa and New Hampshire to move their contests earlier. The paramedics who tried to save Michael Jackson's life will soon testify at the trial of the doctor accused of killing the King of Pop. Fox News Radio, Sabrina Sabah, live in L.A.
During the preliminary hearing, the paramedics testified that Dr. Conrad Murray never mentioned giving Jackson propofol and told them the singer lost consciousness moments before an ambulance was called. Now that their testimony will be for the benefit of the jury and not just the judge, legal experts say both men will be asked to go into detail about their claims that Jackson had died by the time they got to the house. Dave?
Sabrina, on Wall Street, the Dow is down 106 points on the final day of the worst quarter for stocks in 3 years. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hear that? That's the sound of magic.
Yes!
Magic Johnson, that is. And he's helping Quicken Loans offer free Android smartphones to folks throughout America. Whoa! There goes another one.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Here's how to get yours. Give us a call today at 866-QUICKEN to take advantage of our free home loan review. With mortgage rates at their lowest levels ever, now's a perfect time to find out if a new home loan is right for you. Then, after talking with us, we'll offer you a free Android smartphone.
That's some Detroit magic right there.
Call Quicken Loans today at 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com/Android to learn more. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. Free phone offer is valid with activation of a qualifying new 2-year service plan with selected wireless provider. Offer subject to credit approval. Limited time offer subject to change. Additional restrictions apply. Visit quickenloans.com/Android for full terms and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
In our top Fox story today, Anwar al-Awlaki killed in a U.S. operation in Yemen. The al-Qaeda leader who'd worked to plot attacks in America, from the Times Square bombing to the attempt to blow up a flight to Detroit to the Fort Hood massacre. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on his links to that attack live.
Now, Dave, in the discussion immediately after the shooting at Fort Hood in 2009, where 13 people were killed, it was revealed that the suspected shooter and Army psychiatrist Major Nidal Hassan had email contact with Anwar al-Awlaki and was possibly moved to commit jihadist acts because of him. Al-Awlaki would later praise Hassan for the massacre through online postings, specifically a blog post titled, "Nidal Did the Right Thing." Hassan reportedly attended a D.C. area mosque years earlier when al-Awlaki was the imam there, Dave.
Even a week after the very public Palestinian push for statehood at the UN, quiet consideration today.
It's the first meeting for the UN Security Council Admissions Committee, but debate on the Palestinian Authority's statehood bid expected to stop there amid a promised U.S. veto. Meantime, Mideast peace mediators still trying to push for resumed peace talks, but the Palestinians refuse until settlement construction halts and Israel recognizes pre-1967 borders. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu still saying he's ready to talk, but believes the Palestinians Americans aren't serious about peace. In New York, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
There's a new listeria fear, a California farm recalling potentially contaminated romaine lettuce. This after the contaminated cantaloupe outbreak that left 16 dead.
We do expect that we're going to receive reports of additional cases and perhaps additional deaths in the coming days and weeks.
Barbara Mahan is with the Centers for Disease Control. An Ohio woman who choked a Walmart greeter who asked her to see her receipt as she was leaving gets 15 days in jail. Also ordered to take anger management courses and stay away from that Walmart and the victim. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 63 degrees.
Is that like 60, degrees?
Yes. Kick. 63 degrees here on KCNR. It's going to be probably about 88 today. 8:05 in the morning. And, of course, this is the last day of the month. You came running in here at the last minute. We're like,
we were getting phone calls on the other side on the business line. And
we do have a special.
Well, we have a special guest now.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones.
Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Where's your energy? We're just like, what?
You know, this is what happens when you use a lot of meds here to get you to Friday, you know?
I know. Lots of coffee, right?
We're on our third cup here.
Share with our listeners what's going on, Sharon.
Well, Home Helpers is a sponsor of a wonderful community event happening tomorrow called Extreme Health Weekend. And I will be doing a seminar over at Lake Redding Park tomorrow, discussing what every child of an aging parent should know. And I wanted to invite all your listeners to come. That it's a free speaking event, and it'll be right next door to the Carter House Museum. There's a tent there. In addition to me speaking, there'll be other speakers during the day, tons of vendors, tons of events for our community. The United Way has a great website called extremehealthweekend.com. So folks can go on and see all the community events that are going on. They've got all kinds of sports clinics, bike rides. It's a great community event to get ourselves out of the house with our children and families, which is why Home Helpers wanted to be involved, because we work with so many families, and staying healthy, caring for our aging loved ones is definitely a challenge for some of the families I work with, so I definitely wanted to align myself with this great event tomorrow.
Well, you know, Sharon, the things that you do for the seniors in this community are just, I mean, are too numerous to mention. You know, it's more than a business with you. And we know that. We've known you since we both lived here. And we know the care and, you know, just the genuine feeling that you put into what you do to help our seniors.
Ditto.
Well, thank you. And, you know, helping the seniors also has extended to helping their families, because so many times the adult children are trying to balance work and their own families and help their mom or dad as they're, you know, approaching the time when they're needing help. And a lot of times they don't know how to get involved, when to get involved, how to approach these issues. So this is a discussion to help those adult children if they have a loved one, you know, hitting those years and they're unsure of how to get involved. They can join me for that discussion tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Again, the tent is right next door to the Carter House Museum. It's at 2, and I also have a booth at that event tomorrow down there at Lake Redding Park. I'm not sure where I'm located yet, but anyone who wants more information, the United Way on Benton Drive is where you'll register for all the activities happening tomorrow. And then, of course, extremehealthweekend.com. This is our first year of doing it. As soon as I heard they were putting on such a great event, I really wanted to be involved. And, of course, it being October 1st, a cooler time to be outside was definitely a huge selling point for me.
Hey, can we add a happy anniversary here?
Yes, thank you so much. 1 year today.
1 year today.
Oh,
you and Jerry.
Oh, congratulations today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful year, and we're really thrilled. And of course, as you know, Carl, we're heading up to Anselmo tonight with some friends for anniversary dinner. So we're looking forward to ending our busy week on that note tonight.
It's a great way to end it
and
to have an anniversary. So, okay. All right, Sharon, tomorrow then with the United Way at the Extreme Health Weekend, and you're going to be out there helping our seniors. As usual.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for letting me come on and talk about it.
All right, Sharon.
Glad to do that,
Home Helpers, this weekend.
Okay.
Okay, let's go to the lines. We have our Wells Fargo tip moment of what's happening on the market. Josh,
good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning. Well, stock indexes lost ground in early trading as the market dealt with a batch of new economic reports and closes out a difficult quarter and month. The most influential economic report came from China, where a gauge of manufacturing dropped for the third straight month. Factory reports from Japan and South Korea trailed expectations. Currently, the Dow's down 80 points at 11,073, while the Nasdaq's down 28 at 2,452, and the S&P 500 is down 12 at 1,147. Oil's down this morning $1.86 at $80.28 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.95%. Gold's up $3.20 at $1,620, while silver's down 33 cents at $30.19 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's down 37 pennies at $33.44, AT&T's down 9 cents at $28.73, while Bank of America is down 18 cents at $6.17. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Thanks a lot. Again, Josh and his merry crew of advisors are on at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning and another time in the afternoon talking about what's going on Wall Street. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got a lot of stuff going on. What about this assembly bill that's going to have a huge impact on us? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a few other things that are happening right here in our city, our state, and our country. Carl Lindebach.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. ADHD is one of the most common childhood disorders and can continue through adolescence and adulthood. Individuals with ADHD suffer with a neurologically based motivation disorder. While they can focus on things they find interesting, they have difficulty motivating themselves to concentrate on things they find boring, like chores or homework. Individuals with ADHD are easily distracted, disorganized, forgetful, and inattentive. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach, 8:14 in the morning, the last day of September. What's the weather going to be like today?
Well,
on our last day of September.
We're currently looking at 67 degrees. It's going to be a high of 88 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Leah and Advantage Eye Care, and that is on Hartnell Avenue. I'm telling you right now that it took me a while to get used to my bifocals. I hate to even say it. But I have to tell you that I'm really, really pleased, and I felt like I was really... the customer service there is incredible, and Dr. Leah is our optometrist of choice.
What can you say about it? You know, also, you know what I heard about Dr. Leah yesterday? Okay, I'm sharing here. Dr. Leah is into physical fitness and, you know, and I mean like action sports, mixed martial arts, and he's into shooting. But he's the big thing he is into is your eyes. He and his staff there. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. You having problems with insurance? Give him a call. He cares about your eyes. He's going to work something out with you.
Well, happy Friday again. It is the last day of September, and there's so many announcements to make for this weekend. But right now, we're pleased to go to the phones, and with us this morning is Stan Statham. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. How are you doing? I finally got back to Sacramento, if I can spend enough time down here to straighten it out.
Yeah, hey, Stan, you know, you're calling today about assembly bill that's going to have a huge impact on us. Is that correct?
Yes, you know, I'm trying to get the Governor Jerry Brown to veto a bill that will really make it bad for people in Shasta County and, frankly, throughout California when they try to vote at the elections next year. You know, Senate Bill 202, for those that are listening and are not aware of it, and they really shouldn't be because the legislature did something a couple of weeks ago. In the dark of night, they actually passed a bill and sent it to the governor's office that said all initiatives that we as voters vote on, all initiatives next year have to be moved from the June ballot to the November ballot. And, you know, I feel that will greatly overclutter us as voters. I mean, you know, we have to vote on all sorts of things all the time anyway. Why do we have to vote on things when we elect representatives and send them to Sacramento to solve problems? Well, now they're going to clutter us up next November, and we're hoping, because this bill is passed so quickly, that the governor will find many good reasons, including the way it was passed, to veto it. It was like a secret law that they passed to get us to vote in a different election than both June and primary elections. And as a matter of fact, as I attacked the bill, I don't know what to say next. It's, you know, it's manipulated government, and they've actually manipulated next year's election. And the bill actually says it will be for every election from now on that they want all initiatives on the November ballot. Well, why are they doing this to us?
Well, you know, I think it's the same reason they're doing everything else, that they're trying to control us. And the way they do that is they keep taking bites and bites out of things. They're saying, you know, that we no longer have to have real primaries. And then after the primary, people with the most votes get to run for election. And even if they're both Democrats or both Republicans, it doesn't give two different sides of something.
You know, I listen to you guys regularly, and you do a great job trying to make Sacramento and Washington, D.C., for that matter, as transparent as possible. But then government, you know, they try to control us and they sneak up on us. And now, you know, I do have some strong hopes, Carl, that the governor, because of the way this law was passed, he will veto it. Because last year, as he ran for governor for the third time over, you know, who knows, 35, 38 years, he said that he knew how Sacramento operated and it wasn't going to be partisan. And he could come up here and slap everybody on the back and solve things. Or did I hear that election wrong?
No, you didn't hear it wrong. What you heard was, just like every election, people saying things until they get back into power, or they get into power for the first time. It's all usually things that people want to hear. Transparency, I want bipartisanship, I want all these things until they're there.
Well, it is, you know, you're right. It is absolutely. They got to put it in another dictionary. It's like government lingo. Outreach and, well, I won't get into government lingo. I was hoping I could ask your listeners today to call the governor and just say, please veto Senate Bill 202. And the governor's number is area code 916-445-2841. And, you know, they do monitor the volume of calls, and they're very much aware of this bill. You know, I've been putting in lots of requests because I know the governor, and I'm anticipating that because a lot of his people have told me he will call me and ask for my opinion on this, on his veto or signing into law before he does that. He has to do this between now and Monday. Now and a week from Monday. He can sign or veto bills until October 9th. You know, his number again is 916-445-2841. Please veto Senate Bill 202.
Okay, Senate Bill 202, 916-445-2841. Just call the governor and say, we don't want this bill. It's time to veto this. You've taken too much this time.
Stan, Bob Belongi here. And just for people who maybe are not familiar with who you are, newcomers to the area, longtime residents, of course, remember you quite well. Who is Stan Statham? Give us a little bit of your background, particularly your role in the assembly representing this area and now what you're doing these days.
Well, you know, first of all, I listen to you guys all the time, and I obviously have the political virus just like you do. I am, however, you want to refer to me as a recovering politician. You know, I was in the Assembly for 18 years, and before that, I was in radio because I think you guys have a great job that can do a lot of things to influence a lot of people. Now, you know, I speak on behalf of all the radio and television stations in California as president of the California Broadcasters, and I'm a registered lobbyist. So even though I try to get out of politics, I'm still politicking at the state capitol all the time and still politicking in Washington, D.C. The only really good news there is, you know, I know these people in Washington, whether it's Maxine Waters or Tom McClintock, two sides of the spectrum. I worked with both of them and know them very well. They're in fact friends. Just to give you some information, you know, I try to operate in the political arena as best I can. I'm trying to get Jerry Brown to call me personally so I can tell him about how bad this bill is. And one of the people I called was his brother, Willie Brown, in San Francisco. That's a joke, by the way. And so Willie...
You know, but Willie may be upset that you said that.
You know, Willie gave me a couple of avenues, a couple of phone calls, and a couple of people to talk to, and I have been assured from many high-level political people that the governor will call me before he decides on this bill. We don't know, because the one thing I've always frankly admired about Jerry Brown, even though I've often been against him, the one thing I've admired is his unpredictableness, his independence. Sure, he's a Democrat, but he's not 100% pure. And I was a Republican, but nobody's 100% pure. And so what the governor's got is an opportunity. In the next few days, he can save us from the California legislature. He can veto this law because it was passed basically in secrecy. You wouldn't need any more reason to veto it. Just then the public doesn't know about it. They won't find out about it if it becomes law until they get to vote only in November on initiatives instead of June and November. It's a felony that this kind of law gets the book, gets the books before people know about it.
Yeah. Hey, Stan, can you stay on to the next slide?
Be happy to.
We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460, our guest is Stan Statham. We'll be right back.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, October 2nd.
As we bring you Madame Desdemona, an original comedy by Patricia Gordon.
Sam Marvin's visit to a wisecracking fortune teller finds that a weight has been lifted. Unfortunately, the lifted weight is the money from his wallet.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist.
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent Team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance.
Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Folks, I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. 8:25 in the morning on the last day of September. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And, of course, the chat room is running wild here. The chat pack, they're getting ready to have having their chat pack breakfast. Their first breakfast together at 10 o'clock at the Country Kitchen. Our guest is Stan Statham. And Stan used to be our assembly representative, and he called today about Senate Bill 2002, where they're changing the process of how they do things. Good morning, Stan.
Hi, how are you doing?
You know, Stan, we're doing great, and you know, I appreciate you calling in on this, because this isn't the only bit of legislation that the Assembly and the Senate have passed in the dark of night.
You know, they do it from time to time, and when I spent 18 years in the California Assembly, I did, in fact, love it. It's quite an honor and all of those things that go with it, but it's a very controversial arena, and I learned very quickly that when there's an expression down here, it's called gut and amend. And so all of a sudden, you're a member of the legislature, and all of a sudden, somebody presents a bill, and they take all the language out of the bill and throw it away. They gut it. And then they put brand new language into the bill. That's the amendment. And so gutting and amending. And I learned very quickly not to vote for anything that's gutted and amended. I mean, that sounds like you're going on a hunting and fishing trip. It's just it's crappy legislation. And on some level, of course, it's very immoral, but on some level, it should be illegal.
I believe that. You know, how can they do something like it's like the for the veterans home they said, okay, we're taking away the funding. Okay, now we're putting the funding back in, and that's exactly what they did. Was that tactic? They gutted it and amended it, so it's a completely different thing, and the money was cut out again.
You know, political tactics, and of course, you guys and all of your listeners are basically, you know, trying to love your wives and husbands and make a living and not worry about, you're not supposed to represent yourself. You vote for people to do that. And so all this kind of sneak attack, I mean, on this particular bill, Senate Bill 202, the Los Angeles Times, which is almost always, you know, on Jerry Brown's side and so forth, they call this entire bill, they did a big editorial, and they called it a sneak attack. Because nobody knows, and it's going to become law, and so I really am praying that Jerry Brown will veto this. By the way, Carl, you know, I listen to you guys all the time, and I have a home at Oak Run outside of Reading, unfortunately, I obviously love it or I wouldn't do it, I'm right in the middle of politics in Sacramento and Washington all the time, so I'd love to come by, especially when I want to vent or there's
Please.
Something that...
You got something stuck in your craw, this is the place to go to.
Well, it'd be great. And so I could, when something would be important to your viewers and I think it would be interesting, I'm going to feel free to just pick up the phone and just butt in on you guys.
Would you please?
You know what? We'd love to have people that are down there in Sacramento that are fighting the good fight. And, you know, that see things that are going on that really work against our Constitution and our rights as citizens. And, Jim Nielsen calls in, Doug LaMalfa calls in. We have people calling all the time that something happens, and they go, look, this is what's going on. We need to tell the people.
Well, that's true. And, you know, yesterday I spoke to the Reading Rotary Club, and I ran into my friend Maurice Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran into, you know, your former mayor, Rick Bassetti. He and I are always discussing bills and public policy. As a matter of fact, we spent a lot of time talking about this particular bill. You know, and these guys are very interested, and they know the system. And now even the Record Searchlight in Reading has run a couple of pieces of mine opposing Senate Bill 202. Because it comes right down to it, and you examine how it was passed, it's obviously a bad bill, and the governor should veto it.
Well, we're going to have ask our listeners to call 916-445-2841 and tell the governor to please veto Senate Bill 202.
Well, you know, if you do that, here's what I'll do, because, you know, I don't get rare personal conversations and phone calls from Jerry Brown all the time, but if I do, then I'm going to call back and call you guys, and I'll go on the air and just spill your guts. I will spill my guts and tell you what it's like to talk to the governor when you want him to do one thing and hope he will, and you're not sure he will. I mean, you know, I can call you for psychological therapy, can I not?
There you go. This is a place to do it. You know, we like to vent here. You know, that's probably why I'll never have a heart attack. I come on here and just turn it loose. Hey, Stan, this is Stan Statham, and Stan's calling in, and he's talking about the SB 202. You know, Stan, right after we have to go a break now, but Rick Bassetti's going to be on at 8:30 talking about his declaration to run for the Assembly.
Oh, that's great. You know, he's a dear friend, and we're always sitting on my deck up at my home in Oak Run. And Rick, I know he wants to come to Sacramento to do a small task, eliminate California's dysfunction. That's all he wants to do. I mean, you got the first question you want to ask.
Hey, Stan, we are on a hard break here. You know what that is. Thank you so much for calling, and please, don't be a stranger.
I will talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Carl Lindebaugh, we got to take a break for the Fox News, and we have Rick Bassetti on the other side. We're just going to talk about his running for Assembly. Just announced it yesterday.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Todd Starnes. He was done in by a Hellfire missile. American-born al-Qaeda cleric Anwar al-Awlaki killed in Yemen. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is following developments at the Pentagon.
We can confirm that there were two Predator drones in the air above the convoy at the time. They fired Hellfire missiles. It was a standard, traditional approach, according to defense sources.
Al-Awlaki, the inspiration behind the Fort Hood massacre, ran a magazine for terrorists.
This is as significant as any kill we can imagine.
New York Republican Congressman Peter King.
This is more significant than the killing of bin Laden as far as being a threat to the United States.
The attack met with some condemnation. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul blasted the killing, says al-Awlaki deserved a trial, calling his death an assassination. This is a Fox News alert.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. Celebrating 1 year on the air at KCNR, we are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People.
And for our anniversary show, we are bringing you Cameron Gamble from Project Taken. We're facing a lot of prisoners being integrated into our counties and our cities starting October 1st. Mr. Gamble will bring you his very special expertise on how to prevent being abducted.
Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:35 in the morning on the last day of September. You know what? A week from now, the bikes are going to be roaring. The walls here. People are going to be out. It's going to be such a great weekend next weekend. But this weekend is a great weekend,
this
too.
This weekend, tomorrow, obviously, we are going to be, I don't say obviously, but there's two events that are happening that I want to right away. We've got Taste of Germany that's for the Library Association. My girlfriend Pam Hill has been involved with that a long time. Last year we did Taste of Spain. It was a lot of fun. This year, so get your tickets if you would like to, and that's going to be at the Red Lion Inn. And tomorrow night we're going to be co-emceeing with Ray John, Haven Humane's Bark and Wine.
That's right. That's going to be something, of course, to raise money for Haven Humane. The Extreme Health Weekend is going all day tomorrow down in the park. You've got Masquerade Murders tonight.
You've got
Monster Truck Rally. We've given away, you know, down in Red Bluff, we've given away all those tickets. And, I mean, those were not difficult to give away. We have, there's so many things going on this weekend. And then next weekend is another huge weekend that's going.
We got a special message from Curtis Byron, who we had on a couple days ago. You know, that surgical system that I think is called the Da Vinci surgical system is being delivered to Reading today. There's very few in the whole state, and we're getting one right here in Reading. So, again, congratulations
Sunset
for all
Rotary and Mercy
yes,
Hospital.
For all of those people who worked hard to get the special system
The Da Vinci
system
surgical
delivered.
System. Yeah, there's like four in California. We've got one of them here. It is just... It leads laser surgery to a very, very precise level. Now, Rick Bassetti is supposed to call him, but he's on the road, so he's trying to find a cell site so we can actually understand what he's saying besides every third word, which sometimes for a politician is good, but other times it really hurts to try and figure out what they're talking about. Hey, you know what happened? You know, this is Linda's spot. But I'm gonna take it.
Okay.
I'm gonna take this one.
Because I know
I'm
you
taking
love
this
it.
One.
This is
it's
how
Friday.
We met.
You know, Friday. This is kind of a day we want to catch up on things but kind of leave on the weekend, have a high note, because there's so many great things going on in this great part of the country. And, you know, it's just, we just want this to be a good day. You know, Silas Lyons was on the other day, and I said, Silas, what about all this slit your wrist? He goes, look, our job is to put the news out. And he says, if it's bad news, it's bad news. Yeah, it is, but, and Silas is absolutely right. But I think that, I don't think that you should run out and find, oh, this makes me feel good stories, but I think that there's, you know, there's a balance to things. So we just heard Stan, Statham talking about a Senate Bill 202, which, by the way, my friends, you need to call in and tell the governor to veto, because it takes your rights away again. And you have that. But today, September 30th, Death Valley Days became radio's biggest hits in 1930. It was 30 minutes, Western Venture series, and it starred Tim Frawley as the old ranger, Harvey Hayes as the old prospector. Is there any young people in this?
Do you remember this?
Olin Landrick is Cassandra Drinkwater. Okay, it was, you know, you remember Death Valley Days and Borax and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, with
yes,
Ronnie
of
Reagan.
Course.
Yeah, it was created by Woodman, a scriptwriter from a New York ad agency. She had never seen Death Valley. She didn't even know what a 20-mule team Borax wagon was. Yep. Anyway, it was renamed Death Valley Sheriffs in 1944 and became a TV show. Ronald Reagan was one of the hosts. Anyway,
do you remember the commercials?
1930.
When you'd have Borax underneath and out of the boxes, and then you'd open up the bottom of your kitchen, I think was the commercial, and then all of a sudden the mules
would run out.
They'd come
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as a kid, you remember thinking, ooh, they're underneath the sink.
Okay. Hey, I think we've got, is Rick here on the line here?
Yes, we
got,
yes.
Okay.
Welcome.
Rick Bassetti. Thanks, Rick.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the
beautiful
front.
Beautiful day up here in Plumas County.
Yeah. Well, you're on the front page of the paper today.
You know, I got in the car this morning before we opened up the paper, and so I haven't really seen the front page yet. But, you know, it's amazing, Carl. You know, I told you that earlier, and I apologize. I told you that I would come and talk to you when I was going to be announcing. And technically, quite honestly, all I filed yesterday at the clerk's office was my candidate to my intent document. And man, things just happened really fast.
Well, you're not going to keep that quiet, Rick. But we appreciate you calling in today to talk about it.
How does it feel?
It feels okay. It feels real good. You know, we've been working very, very hard here. This isn't a light decision to make. You know, when I looked around the playing field, so to speak, and didn't see any people stepping up yet from our area, I said, well, okay, fine. If I'm going to do this, I know well enough from past experience that I got to get out fast and get out hard and heavy here. And, you know, we have an opportunity now in the north end of the state to have our representation here. And so, you know, I when I saw that we're going to have the option so far with somebody who's going to move into the district and only have 1 2-year term left in his assembly life, I'm going, you know, my first thought process was, what is he going to do for us up here in 2 years that he hasn't been able to do already for his other district, you know, in the last 4 years? And so I decided, well, I need to start conversing with some people and finding out if they think it's something I should be trying to do, and it's been almost unanimous in the support. And so, you know, the final decision will be coming here very shortly, Carl, and you will know exactly when that is. Everything, okay? It won't be pressured by phone calls from everywhere and TVs and all that kind of stuff, you know, happening.
Wait,
I actually got a phone call when I was standing in front of the clerk's office.
Is that
how
right?
Quickly it happened.
Well, that, you know what, you can't. Wow. I can't help but think that there's the paper and other places have stringers down there working in the offices and say, when this happens, give me a call.
But I was actually with the clerk I was working with the whole time. There's no way she could have.
Well, you know something, Rick. You know the idea. You know, we've had Assemblyman Logan on the show, as we have Senator Gaines, when all this stuff happened, just to kind of see who they are. And
sure.
And the thing is we haven't had any representation down there that lives in Redding or right here in Shasta County, down in Sacramento for years. I think it was, wasn't it Maurice Johannesson was the last one?
Maurice.
Or Dick Dickerson?
And Dick Dickerson as
yeah.
well. And so it's been 8 to 10 years now.
Yeah.
And, you know, what does that bias advise everybody in the North End access? You know, I know that it's something that's very crucial, and I know that Doug LaMalfa did an absolutely wonderful job at making sure that we had access. And so, you know, being there locally, I'll be there every moment that I'm not in Sacramento. And, you know, I have a couple places up in Siskiyou County that we spend a large part of our summers up there, too. So, know a lot of people up there already, Carl, and I'm headed over into Plumas County. See, my family settled in Plumas and Lassen County in the 20s when my grandfather came out to work in the Red River Lumber Company. So I actually have relatives up here and 80 years of history up here. So we're over making reconnections and doing that sort of thing, and we're going to run a very hard and diligent campaign.
Well, we congratulate you on joining the fray one more time, Rick, and we appreciate you stopping in and to give us a call this morning.
Hats off to you, Rick.
And we don't want you getting hit by the side of the road there. Yeah. It sounds like we can hear the cars going by.
Well, yeah, here comes another big truck right
all
here.
Right, all right.
There's not that many places along the road here where you can get two bars or three bars. You know? So, but I'm sure I'll get to learn it much better here in the course of the next 14 yeah. months or so.
Okay, Rick Massetti, one of our, of course, Redding City Councilmen, is going to be throwing his hat in the ring. He's going to be running to be our assembly representative. And
we'll set up a time when I get back. Carl, excuse me for interrupting you, but when I get back, we'll set up a time where I'll come in and we can just answer questions for people.
That's a good idea. I mean, we need to do that because we need to get how you're going to do things if you're elected down there, down in Sacramento.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Rick, thanks so much for the phone call.
Rick.
Have a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about a couple things that are going on in town to make some special announcements here of stuff that you need to know about. Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Legendary grave digger and seven-time world champion Tom Mintz returned to Red Bluff September 30th, October 1st, and 2nd. Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, and Les Schwab Tires at the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck Nationals at the Fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, El Toro Loco, The Patriot, King Crunch, Obsession, and more. All come to take on Grave Digger and Maximum Destruction. Plus those insane quad racers. A top truck class for you local. And get this, Red Bluff. A fire-breathing, jet-powered fire truck will light up the Red Bluff sky. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. Get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts stores. Bud's Jolly Coke. Charge my phone by calling the Red Bluff Chamber of Commerce office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. September 30th, October 1st and 2nd. It's the Metro PCS West Coast Monster Truck National. You gotta be there.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. It's Friday, September 30th, the last day in September for 2011. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. What can I say about Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue except I like it. I use it. This haircut I got the day before yesterday is probably one of the best haircuts I've ever gotten. I've had people say, that's really a great haircut. DC gave me the greatest haircut.
Yes.
I took a photo of it with my phone so I can go back in there and say, this is exactly the way I want it to look from now on.
Somebody asked that you put that on the website. They want to see the buzz.
The buzz. Well, it's not exactly a buzz, but it's close. Anyway, take a step back in time. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. They give discounts to veterans, they support our community, and it's just a great place to go.
Okay,
to.
Something else going on in town. Barbara Dijkstra, who is on the front page of, if you look on the local section of the Searchlight, the lady on the left holding the dog. Okay, story about that. You know, of course, we take Elk Killer Snooki up to the doggy park a lot. We love the Benton Dog Park. It's a great place for your animals. And this woman walks her talk because she has, seven or eight dogs with her at one time, or maybe five or six, and she's looking, always looking for homes. She's looking to foster them out. So it's perfect to have her face on, and the headline is Dog Determination. Reading an animal welfare group to open Reading Thrift Store. So where it's called Rescue Animal Coalition, Pause for Cause, its opening celebration is going to be tomorrow from 10:30 to 6, and that is on Churn Creek Road in the Enterprise Center. So they're going to have all kinds of things. It's a thrift store, and of course the proceeds from the thrift store are going to be going to helping adopt these animals. So congratulations to seeing that go to fruition. Something I want you, or we here at KCNR want you to be aware of. Red mark. Solicitors posing as Great Northern Corporation GNC employees may be trying to get financial information from some of you North State residents. GNC, and we're not talking about the vitamin company, but they're talking about the Great Northern California, whatever, provides free energy bill assistance and does not request credit card information. They are trying to just be very, very careful. Residents should report suspicious solicitations to the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Office at 842-8300. So if somebody's calling you or coming by and asking for information, take their card and say not now, and call for any suspicious behavior, or again, people asking questions that shouldn't be knocking on your door or giving you phone calls.
Okay, due to popular request, it has come in yesterday, and all, and phone calls and emails. We're going to go again and talk about Classic Cafe's 25th anniversary Oktoberfest, which is going to be tonight at 2427 Athens Avenue. Millie and Bad Bob, you go down there a lot, right?
Millie? I go down there whenever I get the chance. It's been my pleasure to know these ladies for most of this quarter century.
Yeah, so.
And I'll be going down there tonight.
Really?
Yes, it is on Athens Avenue.
Yes, and they always get the...
Millie and Kathy. Yeah,
Millie and Kathy. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah,
sisters and...
say what their names are.
And always you will get a hug. They hug everybody, and you feel like you're at home in their personal dining room.
Yeah, you just turn... You know, if you just... you come off Cypress, and you go on down Athens Avenue toward...
What's on the menu?
And it's 2427 Athens Avenue. Okay. Okay, you want to hear
what's to the Bell Lounge?
Let's
for
go right. Seekers. That's right. Okay, you want to know what they're having today?
What
for this thing? For this Oktoberfest?
Here we go.
Rinda, Rodeladen, Saarbrücken, Liebe und Jubeln mit Nuden, Zwiegerschnitzel, Schweinebraten, Paprika Hubner mit Nuden, Schweifenpfeifer.
Is that like Hoss and Pfeffer?
What?
Is that like Hoss and Pfeffer? Remember the cartoon?
Hoss and Pfeffer.
I think that's
I think it's Schweinfenpfeffer. Mit Nuden. That's a German pork stew and a red paprika cream sauce, by the way, in case... Ooh, that looks really great. And featuring German beers and wine, you will be there. You will be there, and you'll have a good time. We got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda. We'll be back in just a minute. 8:51 in the morning. This year, Big Bike Weekend is coming back to Hilltop Drive. That's right, Hilltop Drive. And this year, it's free outdoor entertainment. 3 big days up and down Hilltop. 2 of the larger events are still at the Convention Center, the Police Motor Competition, and the Cost of Freedom exhibit. But everything else is back on Hilltop Drive from October 7th through the 9th. For more information, go to BigBikeWeekend.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Yeah, we don't back down.
Hey, by the way, back down. October 13th, you can stand John Carter Cash is going to be calling in with his new book. He is the son of the man in black.
That's right. Johnny Cash's son's going to be on the show.
He's going to got a new book out. We're excited to hear about that.
Yeah. The
it'll be great stuff.
Yeah. You know what? It's interesting. The way people come and approach us about being on the show. Hey, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by a great business, Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew has been around our city for decades, literally decades. They're at 2143 Hilltop Drive. But during the Big Bike Weekend, they're going to have a cigar event there. You can go on over, and for like a $5 donation, you get a great cigar. But it's also the money goes to support the Traveling Wall, the Veterans Traveling Tribute and Traveling Wall. You know, the money goes there. Plus, of course, if you just go down there during the day, Espresso Joe's, great coffee beans you can buy. They give you, a pound of coffee beans that other people in this town charge you for 12 ounces. Joe and Shelley support our community. They support our veteran community, and they give discounts to veterans. So that's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about those people. They have been with us from the very first show back on August 4th, 2007, on a Saturday morning. And they've been with us ever since. Okay.
October kicks off a lot of stuff. I want to remind you about our shows that are local. And we love our Saturday and Sunday lineups. These are people in our community who come to you live and tell you great stuff that's going on. We have everything from real estate to what's for sale and to what's healthy. And
we start in the morning at 6 o'clock in the morning with my outdoor buddy. He talks about fishing and hunting throughout this region. Frank Galushian does a great job on it and takes stands on things,
too.
Where
are the fish? He'll tell you.
And he has guides from all over the ocean, local, that. Then, of course, Dave and Ernie, when they do their traveling flea market show, let's sell it.
If you've got something
you want to sell, like we're talking about one of our indie guys, you're selling things, call Ernie and Dave tomorrow morning, 605-4567, and they're going to broadcast it all over the North State.
Right. Trade, sell, whatever you need, except for animals and, right, I think, ammunition.
Guns, people, those kind of things.
Right.
Kurt Largent. And his real estate tips. I know, and Kurt's right. You know, it used to be easy to sell homes. It's not anymore. You need a pro. Kurt's the guy. Kurt and Ruth Angel come on here, and it's not just real estate. They talk about a lot of different things, but that's primarily what they talk about. And then, of course, Dr. Trudy Pratt, and healthy living. I can't tell you how many guests we have poached off her show, because she comes in and it's got to do with a healthy lifestyle, healthy food, and keeping yourself healthy.
Farming.
And organic farming, but just living a lifestyle that will make you a happier person is Dr. Trudy Pratt. And then, of course, Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Conscious Living Movement is what it's called with her. She has a column. She's got her show. She's got the yoga studio. So she's
doing
a movement.
Yeah, for health and physical health and plus enjoying your life. What can you say about that? And then Bad Bob is on with his wife, nice Brenda.
Yeah, she's out of town this week, so I'll be flying solo with a little assistance. But a lot of tech
Boomer
stuff
tech
this week. The new Kindle Fire, is it going to be an iPad killer? iPhone 5 coming up, and is Facebook following you around even when you're not on the site?
That bothers me. OnStar that's tracking you, even if you didn't, even if you're not a member of OnStar, if you had it before, they're still tracking you.
Okay, let me ask you this much. Have you gone on your Facebook recently, which I did, I haven't been on yesterday, but I think I was on the day before, and of course the face of Facebook has changed, but for one little snippet of a moment, it felt creepy.
They can get in there and they're tracking where you're going and all that. But that's everybody. The record search light, rating.com. We had one of our listeners say, look, I dumped everything off my computer. When I came back on, I brought up rating.com, and there's 27 cookies in it afterwards.
Well, listen to me.
Which is trackers. That's what a cookie is. It tracks. Is that right, Bad Bomb?
It's a generic term for any mini program that attaches to your browser, generally used to direct you to pop-ups or, indeed, to keep a record of what you're doing.
That's right. So, but rating.com is no different than anybody else. Okay, after Boomer Tech on Saturday, then on Sunday, of course, we start out with We the People and Elizabeth and Aaron, and they're great guests.
They're so informative.
Oh, yeah, they're on from 8 to 10. And then Dr. Doug Craig. This man is a one-man dervish, whirling dervish when you talk about, saving the environment. And his guests are just great. And, of course, Pamela is with him, too. And it's just, it is a completely different way of looking at life. And if you're sitting here and you're complacent, listen to Dr. Doug Craig, and it's a wake-up call. There's a reason for that. And then, of course, Don Shulman, the Don Shulman Show, which and Judy Maxwell.
They're great.
Now, you know, I got stopped
multitude
twice
stuff
yesterday. And one of them says, you know, those people that, they had that show and they were talking about insurance. And Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell. Yes, because, this gentleman was looking for insurance. Mm-hmm. And he liked what the things that she was saying about that. So, and then of course after them in the afternoon we have New Radio Theater, original theater right here on KCNR with Bill and Lisa Collins. Yeah, and what can you say about that? It's original theater. It's radio theater like it used to be.
Live and wonderful plays, right. And I've got some kind of competition that's going on at the end of with original
prize.
Works.
And then Sovereign Mind, Mark Kent. I tell you what, you want to hear about banking, you want to hear about what's going on financially, you want to hear all about that, Mark Kent, Sovereign Minds. Now, we're in the process of expanding our shows again. We have, we're going to be adding to our local programming.
We'll have some announcements
next week. And we'll have some announcements about that for our local programming. And it's your neighbors that have something to say that is something you're going to enjoy. So that's going to be happening here soon also. Well, I'm sure
we're going to see you around this weekend someplace because we're going to be out and about. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll be co-emceeing with Ray John at Bark and Wine, and that'll be a lot of fun.
And at 10 o'clock today, the Chat Pack, and if anybody can be a member of the Chat Pack.
Country Kitchen, we'll see you there.
Country Kitchen at 10 o'clock, yeah. Great week, huh, Bad Bob?
Indeed.
The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand